We'll discuss a common threat. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. That's what a senior Biden administration official says about the meeting between the president and the leader of South Korea, adding the president is ready to work on diplomacy with North Korea despite the nuclear threat.
With each test, they are trying to advance their program and their capabilities. And that's worrisome because those capabilities pose a threat, a very real threat to security and stability on the peninsula, let alone the region, and even beyond the region.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, the Biden administration official, also said the U.S. and other countries are prepared to work with the North on other issues, including COVID-19, which the official described as quite serious issue in North Korea. The White House has announced John Kirby will leave his post at the Pentagon and become the White House's National Security Council coordinator for strategic communications. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said there is simply no other communicator like him anywhere. The $40 billion aid package passed by Congress this week is hitching a ride to South Korea on a commercial flight for President Biden to sign. The Department of Justice says it will file an appeal after a federal judge ruled that the Trump-era mandate that allows migrants to be turned away at the border due to the pandemic, known as Title 42, will remain in place for now. It was set to expire Monday.
Title 42 has been in effect throughout this border crisis through these historic massive numbers of illegal crossings. Last month, April, the highest numbers in DHS history, and DHS sources, Border Patrol agents tell me, even with Title 42 staying, you can expect those numbers to continue.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. The mayor of Gaylord, Michigan says one person has died and at least 44 others are hurt after a tornado roared through the town. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Georgia man found not guilty of killing a teacher 17 years after her murder.
A jury in Irwin County finding Ryan Duke, a man accused of killing a high school teacher who went missing in 2005, not guilty of her murder. Duke, coming forward in 2017, admitting to killing Tara Grinstead during a home robbery and helping to burn her body. Later testifying the confession was false, insisting he's innocent. His lawyer telling the court it was Duke's friend, Beau Dukes, who killed her. Dukes, convicted in 2019 of helping to dispose of a body, was never charged with murder. The jury finding Duke guilty of concealing a death, acquitting him of malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, and burglary. His sentencing is Monday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981, could soon be free unconditionally.
A U.S. District Court judge ruled last year that as long as Hinckley continues to play by the rules and remains mentally stable, he can be freed next month. Attorneys for the U.S. government say they're not opposed. Hinckley, now 66, was 25 when he shot and wounded the 40th president in Washington. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. His attorney, Barry Levine, says this would demonstrate that those with mental illness can actually become productive members of society. But in a statement last year, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation said it was saddened by the court's plan, believing Hinckley is still a threat to others. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The 64-year-old pilot of a small plane who passed out in flight, leaving his passenger with no flying experience to land the Cessna in Florida, suffered a tear in his aorta. His surgeon says Kenneth Allen's recovery has been remarkable. Allen was flying two passengers from the Bahamas May 10th when he lost consciousness. Passenger Darren Harrison told NBC's Today Show the hand of God was with him when he landed the plane. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.